from the lovely heartland of the United States of America, specifically Lincoln, Nebraska. And I greet you in that name that is above every other name, at the name of Jesus Christ. Every knee bows, every tongue confesses. Either you do it now or you'll do it eventually. But everybody will acknowledge the lordship, the reigning supremacy of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Whether you be those that serve Him willingly and willfully, and you've bowed your knee before Him, and He is your Lord and your Master and your Savior, or whether you are on the side of the devil, you bought a ticket to the Titanic, i.e. a ticket to the world, and you think that you got something great coming up there, but you really find out in the long run, or even in the short run, as it were, that it's only misery, pain, and death, and destruction. The truth still remains true. Jesus Christ is Lord. Lord over all. The kingdom of God reigns supreme. The power of God trumps everything. The name of Jesus, at the name of Jesus, every demon has to run and to flee. He has all power. All power in heaven and on earth was given unto Him, and we live in Him. In Him we live and move and have our being. Because of the authority of Christ Jesus in you, you've been given the power to rise up and to triumph over every work of the devil that would be in or around your life. So yes, I greet you in His name. Be encouraged in His name. Be strengthened in His name. In Jesus' name, we do what we do. In Jesus' name, we are who we are. Zechariah, hey, grab your Bible. If you got your Bible, grab it. If you buy a computer, switch it on. Zechariah chapter 4. And verse 6 says, "Then he answered and spoke unto him, saying, This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts." Okay. Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit. You know, as a kingdom person, we do things differently than the world does them. We function differently than the world functions. The world does what it does by might and by power. We battle not against flesh and blood, but against power, spiritual principalities, wickedness in high places. Ephesians chapter 6, we realize that our battle is not against flesh and blood, but our battle is against that which is in the second heavens. We battle against that which comes against us from that realm, and that which is operating out of another dimension into this life. And when things function in the earthly realm, when things function in the dimension that you and I see things going on, in this plane of existence, in the base reality that we face, things are done and things are fought by might and by power. You have world powers rise up. Kings of this earth rise up against each other and do things by might and by power. And the way that the world works and the way that the world pushes things is they push and they say the strong will do this and the strong will do that. You know, how often do you see when people have even the slightest bit of power that it goes to their head because that which is the power that's there, that's in their hands, that they use that for evil purposes. They use that to lord over each other. When, you know, so often, you can even take some of the most lowly people in the world, and when they've been given power, even over one other person, they use that power to push that person around, to lord over somebody else. That's the way that the worlders work. That's the way that the unredeemed work. The desire is to lord over. That's the whole thing with the pyramid. People jump in, and those that are below them, they tell them what to do, and those that are above them, they kiss their butts and kiss their feet and do all of that. But they're under the subjection of those that are above them in rank and in the hierarchy. But God sets his people free from all that. We're part of the priesthood of all believers. We do not lord over God's inheritance, nor do we lord over each other. We're there for one another in Christ Jesus. But, you know, the way the world works is when people get power, so often the desire with that power is to now use it. You know, scriptures talk about people like Moses being meek. You know, Jesus was meek. Now, the word meek, you got to understand what that means. Is that word, there's a difference between being meek with an M or weak with a W. Meek and weak are two entirely different things. See, somebody that is weak with a W, that person has no power. Somebody that is meek with an M, meek, the person that is meek, what meek is it's power under control. Somebody that is meek is somebody that has power, but it is under control. The people of God, they are meek. The true servants of the living God, they are meek, not weak. They're meek in that they have power. In fact, the power that's in them is the same power that raised Christ from the dead. The power that's in them is the same power that created the very world that we stand on. The very air that we breathe. All creation was made by the very same power that's working and living inside of them. So, to be meek is to have power, but also for that power to be under control. See, we, as the children of the living God, we have incredible creative power within us, and we also have the power to destroy the works of the devil. All of that is there, but that power is under the control of the Holy Spirit of the living God. See, here's what it is to be under the lordship of Christ Jesus. When you are under the lordship of Christ Jesus, he is the head. And we receive the instructions from the head. We receive the instructions from the living God. He says to us, and we, based on the instructions that God gives us, we now live it out. And when you're in connection like that, the Spirit of God can flow through you. The Spirit of God can flow in and out. He pours us out according to his plan and purpose. But when it comes down to the fight that we are in, it is not by might nor by power, which is how the world does it. But it is by my Spirit, says the Lord. And the thing is, you got to realize that the fight that you are in, the fight that is going on in the world around you, the fight that you've been born into when you came to this planet, it is not by might nor by power that you are going to win. It is by my Spirit, says the Lord. The sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. That, too, is our offensive weapon. Since we already brought it up, let's go to Ephesians. Flip with me. Come with me on this journey. Ephesians chapter 6. Yes, 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 yes. Okay. You know what? Let's read the word. Let's just read the whole chapter. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in singleness of heart, of your heart, as unto Christ. Not with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. With good will doing service as to the Lord and not to men. Knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doth, the same shall be received of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. And ye masters, do the same things unto them, forbearing, threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven, neither is there respect of persons with him. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. For which, actually, incidentally, you guys, pray for me that I may be able to do that too. Verse 20. For which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak, but that ye also may know my affairs and how I do. Tychicus, a beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord, shall make known to you all things, whom I have sent unto you for the same purpose, that ye might know our affairs, and that he might comfort your hearts. Peace be to the brethren, and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be to all them that love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. Amen. Amen and amen. Okay, so, powerful chapter, lots of things, good instructions both for life, and good instructions for you to have a successful life in the natural, as well as for you to have a successful life in the spiritual. Look, when you were born into this life, you were born into a war. All right? Don't complain about it. Just get over it and get into it. Because either you can try to sit by the sidelines and you can just sort of try to hope that things will pass you by and get picked off by the enemy, or you can rise up into who God made you to be. You can battle and you can war for your godly inheritance. You can rip apart the devil and all of his kingdom around you, and you can live a victorious, abundant life. Which would you like? What's your choice? What, do you just want to sort of just scrape by and make it and hope that you just sort of pass through? Look, you know what? The only way that the enemy is going to sort of back off on you is if he's got you. He'll just sort of not attack you as much if he's got you already inside of his thing. You know, the enemy, if he's got nominal quote-unquote Christians are no threat to the kingdom of the devil. He doesn't care about those ones. Because he's got them. They're already compromised. They're already halfway down that place. There's nothing there. There's no power in them. There's no word in them. There's no truth in them. There's no Spirit of God flowing through them. They're just there. And you know what? And they're living a very dead life. A very boring life, incidentally. Or would you rather rise up into the inheritance that God intended for you? Would you rather rise up and be what God made you to be? Would you rather appropriate the promises of the Word of God to your life and let those promises be in you? Let those promises rise up in you. Let that which God has put in His Word become the life that you now live. Wouldn't you rather that? Wouldn't you prefer to live the abundant life that God intended for you? You know, a lot of people think that if they can get money, they can now have... Why do people want money? A lot of people want money because of what they think money will give them. Ultimately, what you want is you want a fulfilled life. You want a fulfilled life. Because that's what people think they'll get when they go after that. when they go after money. They think they'll get a fulfilled life. Look, the only one that truly gives a fulfilled life is Christ. The only one that gives a purpose-filled life is Christ. The only one who, if you follow, you will not look back on your life with sorrow and regret is Christ Jesus. The abundant life is only in Him. That's why Jesus had to come. Jesus said, I came that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. If He didn't come, there was no life and there surely was no abundant life. The only way there was abundant life was with Him. The only way there was life was if He came. He came that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly. That's what you need. That's what you need. That's what I need. That's what the world needs. They need the true life that comes from Him. But it comes on His plan and purpose. It comes on His design. It comes on His way. He's the one that has to do it in you, in me. His life in yours. His life in mine. Okay, so back to our offensive weapon now. So now say, you say, I want that. I want what God offered me. I want the abundant life. I want His plan, His purpose to be manifest in me. Good. Yes. Right? Okay. All right. How's that going to happen? Well, one thing is you've got an enemy of your soul that does not want to see that happen. You've got an enemy of your soul that has sworn against you. Sworn every effort that he can, every resource that he's got is going to be put into trying to take your soul to hell. And if he can't take you to hell, to keep you from ever being what God intended you to be in this life. So if you want the abundant life, you're going to have to war for it. You're going to have to war for it. You're going to have to fight for it. It's not going to come easy. But it's been kept simple. And the simplicity of how it's come, it's come through the Word. The sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. So not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. And the Spirit, if you link that one with Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. So not by might, not by power, but by my Word, says the Lord. By my Spirit, by my Word. It's two sides, it's two edges to the same blade. The Word of God, the Spirit of God. You know, actually, too, there is Spirit behind every word that's spoken in life. Whether somebody is connected to the Lord or not, there's a Spirit behind that. So when somebody can be speaking to you, but there's Spirit behind their words. So if somebody could be saying something that the words themselves may even be good, but the words in themselves, but the Spirit that's behind those words may be very bad. So that's why sometimes somebody can speak, but the Spirit behind that is evil. And it's Spirit that is sown into people's lives. See, right now, as I speak, I'm speaking under the unction of the Spirit of the living God. I'm speaking under the unction of the Holy Spirit. I'm speaking under the direction of God's Holy Spirit. And as I do that, and as I bring the Word of God, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, to you, light and truth comes to you, not by something that I have done in myself, but by God's plan, God's purpose, God's way that He works in and through me on your behalf. And that sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, cuts, destroys, roots out, reveals, sets free, adds abundant life into you. The sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Take the Word of God. As you go before the Lord, let that Word be in you. Let that Word cut away everything that the enemy has sought to do against you. Let that Word destroy the works of the devil around you. Let that Word rise up strong in you with every situation you face in life. Whatever you face in this life, the Word of God is sufficient to give you the solution for it. The Spirit of God rising up inside of you will tear it down. When you speak in Jesus' name things change. And we've already discussed this. What it means to pray in Jesus' name is not praying using Jesus' name. It's to be praying from a spiritual position. It's a place where you are standing before the living God. You are in His presence. He is in you. You are in Him. You are walking with Him. His life is in yours. You are in between the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. He is the gate and you have gone through it. That is you praying in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, when you say, rise up, O man, and be what God made you to be, and I speak that into your lives right now. My brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus that are listening to this right now all over the world, rise up in Jesus' name. Be what God made you to be. In Jesus' name, get up. Be strong in the power of His might. Not in your own strength, not in your own ability, not in what it is that you thought you could do. Because apart from Him, you can do nothing. Apart from Him, we can do no thing. Nothing. In Him, we can do all things. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. There's nothing that you cannot do through Christ who strengthens you. Let Him lead and guide you. See, but here's the thing. When you are doing all things through Christ who strengthens you, whatever you're doing is under the Lordship of Christ. Under His leading, under His directing. It is the Father speaking and you are doing. You only do what you see the Father doing. You only say what you hear the Father say. You live your life in connection with Him. Do you see it? Do you see it? Do you understand? Do you realize the link? No separation between you and Him. John 17. Here, let's go there. John 17. I'm going to link all this up today. John 17. Okay. I love these chapters. I just want to read the whole thing to you. I'm just going to read the whole thing to you. We got time. All right. John chapter 17, verse 1 says, "These words spake Jesus and lifted up His eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify Thy Son, that Thy Son may glorify, the Son also may glorify Thee." Excuse me. "As Thou hast given Him power over all flesh, that He should give eternal life to as many as Thou hast given Him. And this is life eternal, that they might know Thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom Thou hast sent. I have glorified Thee on the earth. I have finished the work which Thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify Thou me with Thine own self, with the glory which I had with Thee before the world was. I have manifested Thy name unto the men which Thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and Thou gavest them me. And they have kept Thy word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever Thou hast given me are of Thee. For I have given unto them the words which Thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from Thee, and they have believed that Thou didst send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which Thou hast given me, for they are Thine, and all mine are Thine, and Thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to Thee, Holy Father. Keep through Thine own name those whom Thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in Thy name. Those that Thou gavest me, I have kept. And none of them is lost but the son of perdition, that the scriptures might be fulfilled. And now come I to Thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them Thy word, And the world has hated them because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. And as thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also may be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they also may be one, as thou, Father, art in me and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one. And that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved me, hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, may be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me. For thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, and the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. Okay. So, sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. In Him we live and move and have our being. All right, verse 3, and this is life eternal, that thou mayest know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. So, this is life eternal. Not just a head knowledge of God, not a book knowledge, but a knowing. You know, so often when scriptures talk, and when it goes through the scriptures, it says like Adam knew his wife. It's a consummation. It is a oneness. It is a unity that takes place. It is being made one. Now this is life eternal, that you may be made one with God. This is life eternal, that you may be made one with God. Now that ties together with all of the scriptures. That ties together with John 15, to be engrafted into the vine. There can't be a separation between you and Him, because He is the source of life. Unless you're connected to Him and His life flows through you, unless you have that, you have no life in you. You have to be consummated with Him. And how does it happen? In Christ Jesus, who is the gate. All you got to do is keep going. It just keeps going with that. Verse 20 says, neither I pray for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. That's us. That they may be, here you go, one. As thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they may be one in us. That the world may believe that thou hast sent me. They may be one in us. So, Christ in the Father in Him, and us, one in them. All together. One. Under the Lordship. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. You and I, in the body, being what God made us to be, according to His original design, plan, and purpose. Me being what God made me to be. You being who God made you to be. Your brother, your sister around the world, rising up and being what God made them to be in their uniqueness. Because look, you've been given skills, talents, abilities, certain things that make you special. I've been given things that make me unique, talented, special. What God intended, that needs to rise up in you. Not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. That's what needs to rise up in you. And how will you rise up in that? The sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. You use that to destroy every work of the devil that's around you, in your life, around your life, anywhere that crosses your path, you decimate that thing in Jesus' name. It has no place, has no power, has nothing to do with you. And you've been given what? The shield of faith. So when the enemy tries to counteract, the enemy tries to come up against you, the enemy tries to shoot against you, the shield of faith rises up in you. Yes! Faith is also trust. Faith is also trust. In the Aramaic, you can substitute the word trust and faith. By trust, people do these things. You trust God. You have faith. You believe. You know that you know that you know that His Word is true. You know that you know that you know that this Word is it. You know the power in the Word. You know the power in His name. You have faith. You believe. You trust. You know. So when the enemy throws something at you, when he tries to say anything against you, you respond. Your response comes from the Word. Your response comes from the truth. Your response comes from the foundation, who Christ Jesus is. Look, the foundation of the Church of the Living God is the revelation of who Christ Jesus is. And once you've had a revelation in your life of who Christ Jesus is, you will never be the same again. You will never be the same again once you've had a revelation of who He really is. You need to rise up in the reality of who that is in your life. As you are engrafted in Christ Jesus, let His Word remain in you, rise up in His Word, and not by might, not by power, but by His Spirit. By my Spirit, says the Lord. And that, move and be blessed. You have the victory in Jesus' name. With that, God bless you guys. We love you guys. We pray for you. In Jesus' name, be blessed. Drop us an email. Say hi, faithmix@gmail.com. We always love to hear from you guys. And you can also find us on Facebook. Just search for Faith Mix, one word. We've got a page there. You can drop us a line, say hi there. And just know that we're praying for you. We love you guys. We want to see you be that which God's made you to be, period. All right, keep on keeping on. We'll talk to you soon. God bless you. Bye.